It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast, Monday through Friday, designed to empower your life in every area. Today, we're going to talk about raising your standards again. Now, in our last podcast, we talked about how important it was and is to raise your standards. If you want to attract more, have more, do more, be more, enjoy more, create more, you absolutely need to raise your standards in every area of your life that's important to you. So I've come up with 11 ways that you can begin today to raise your standards. Number one, identify energy drains in your life. What is draining your energy? Look at, when people really want to do something, they're passionate about it. They're excited about it. They're motivated. But when they don't want to do something, they put it off. They procrastinate. Certainly, there's some areas in your life that are draining your energy. And when your energy's drained, it's obvious you're not going to be able to attract what you truly desire. You just don't have the vibration. You don't have the vibrational amplitude to magnify and attract what it is you desire. Whether it's saving your relationship, having a better marriage, finding a soulmate, building a business, increasing your career and income, improving your health, your vitality. So for some people, energy drains can be EMF. You got a lot of electromagnetic frequency stuff going around the house. Can be things like allergies, you know, environmental energy drains. Can be people energy drains. And those are the big ones. Those are the vampiric energy drains that really suck it to you. But you need to identify your energy drain. It might be your time on the internet, reading what other people are doing or not doing. Identify it. Know what it is that's draining you of energy. Number two, eliminate it. Eliminate it. If you can't eliminate it, you know, find a way to deal with it. It can be something as simple as a dirty window. I know how important clean windows are because they are symbols of light coming into your environment, coming into your serious sensation. So it's important to have clean windows. I had a friend years ago who made a living detailing cars for car dealerships. And he said the secret to cleaning the car, everybody washes the car and waxes it. The secret was to get a toothbrush and clean around the edge of the windows. Clean your damn windows. They can certainly provide a huge energy drain on your environment. Number three, procrastination is a huge energy drain. When we're procrastinating, we're just not moving. There's no energy flow. We're not doing what we know we need to be doing. And if nothing else, it mentally drains us. Number four, I think creative visualization is absolutely essential. But what are you visualizing? Are you visualizing what your office looks like when it's operating with high standards? Are you visualizing what your home feels like and looks like? Are you visualizing what your relationships are like, what your business is like, what your love life is like? Visualize the future. Visualize what you want to attract. Visualize what you're calling into your life. It's essential. Next, ask where you will be if you don't raise your standards. Oh, this is a tough one. If I continue to do what I'm doing now, in the way that I'm doing it, with the energy vibration that I currently have, I will continue to attract at the level that I'm attracting. If you want to attract more, you have to raise your vibration, and you have to raise your standards. But ask yourself, if I put this off, if I don't do this, how does this affect other parts of my life? How does this affect my energy field, my health, my vibration, my excitement, my enthusiasm? It's important. Get on it. Do it. Develop new habits. Sit down, you know, and write out new habits. And then the next part of this is develop a support structure to maintain those new habits for at least a month or two until they take root. You know, you can't just throw a seed in the ground and walk away. You have to throw the seed in the ground and you have to water it. Take care of it. Nurture it. Let the sun hit it. And pretty soon it sprouts, but it's very vulnerable. You have to protect it and guard it. And that's exactly how it is with a new habit. You have to give it a support structure. Do everything that you can to support your new habit. Next, reward yourself. When you develop a new habit, when you develop a new behavior, when things start moving in a different way, then reward yourself. You deserve to reward yourself for upgrading your standards. Make your downtime quality time. Look, if you're truly upgrading your standards, you're not going to have a lot of downtime. You're too busy, you know, doing what needs to be done, creating what needs to be created. But when you do have your downtime, make it quality time. Clear your energy field on a regular basis. Now, I highly recommend the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram, which you can learn at www.esotericgoldendawn.com. But you can smudge, you can asperge, and incense. Just washing your house and cleaning your damn windows is huge. It's absolutely huge in changing your energy field. But clear it. Take clearing showers, burn quality oils and incenses to change your energy vibration in your home. Finally, affirm. Affirm right now. Pause right now and say these words. Today and every day, I am raising my standards. Today and every day, I am raising my standards. Today and every day, I am raising my standards. Come and visit me at Law of Attraction Solutions. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Put the power of the Law of Attraction to work for you. Miracle magic. Put it to work for you to help you attract the things you really want in your life, the things you deserve. And don't let anybody tell you you can't have it. Don't set any limitations on yourself. Raise your standards. Have a great day. Pay it forward. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.